Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Too weak to break these chains
behind me.
I need no shadow to remind me. I'm just a prisoner. Don't let me be a prisoner. For one command I stand and wait now. No, no, no. From one whose mouth of mine say now. I can't escape, boy, it's too late now. I'm just a prisoner. Don't let me be a prisoner. What good am I caring for someone who's sharing the bomb, but not with me? Oh, she has another, and I can have another, for I'm not free. Is it my dreams away of sleeping? No, no, no. I put my knees to her eyes, creeping. My very life, my life is in her keeping. I'm just a prisoner. Don't let me be a prisoner. You made me a prisoner. You made me love you. Said the night time was the right time to be with the one you love. You made me a blind man, and I can see, baby. You said you love nobody, no, no, and that included me. But I never laugh. talk to me. Talk to me. Tell me who you love me so. Talk to me. Baby, can't you see? Darling, I. 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 I love you so. Let them talk if they want to. You know that I talk, I know. Don't bother me. I know the gossip come from the devil's workshop. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you know what I'm talking about? They call it Stormy Monday, but truth is just as bad. Wednesday's worse, and Thursday's also sad. I never know how much I love you. Never know just how much I care. When you put your arms around me, when you put your arms around me, when you put your arms around me,
I'm thinking of Mr. Don Myrick on the alto horn. He plays so beautiful, don't you agree? He says, it's all about love. This out.
Love,
you hear me?
find happiness.
met each other this morning for a reason. Thinking, talking, we've worked out our problems. Look like we should have better days in front. Just because we took our time to think and talk. For a much better understanding.
And she makes it, oh, she makes it so much better. Each and every day. She's my lady, a funky lady, my sexy baby. She's good to me. She's my lady, foxy lady, my pretty baby, stood to me.
It's got to be about a lady
or a dude,
but it's got to be a funk ballad. You got to be all over. Good evening, good evening. Welcome to Soul Tree Radio in the Wall, our music therapy mind stream, and we are taking on funk from A to Z. But today, I'm going to throw a little love into the mix because we are reviewing some of the greatest funk ballads of all time. This is part one of a series. My brother G is with me, and G, what's going on?
Ain't nothing but a good thing, baby. Ain't nothing but a G, baby.
You know what's right. Now, what was picking my brain a little bit was knowing what the difference was between a good old-fashioned Blue Light Special and a funk ballad. Because, you know, somewhere in between, we saw the slow songs turn into epics. Like, here's an example.
One thing about a funk ballad, you were guaranteed at least 5 minutes.
That's true.
5 minutes or more, whatever it was, 5 minutes.
Yes, indeed. That's a definite. I agree. Well, you know, because the band is catching their breath. So,
yeah.
One or more members of the band takes in a stage to steal some spotlight so everyone can rest. If you're blessed with a musician like that, It's like stealing. What I was going to insist about was Earth, Wind, and Fire, the two ballads in this set. I Think About Loving You, and of course, Reason. Now, Reasons came about because of the prominence of Phil Bailey as he became more of a dominant factor in the band. But I Think About Loving You was sung by Sherry Scott, who left the band after that. That was from their second one of those albums. And it was different, and it was unique because, well, the drums were always going to time everything anyway. But the drums set a tempo for it, more like a rock back and forth tempo, slowly, you know. And it was just as much a ballad as it was funky, hearing how the track laid down. You know, it really wasn't super slow, but it wasn't super fast either. I get what you mean, yes. That's right. So, you know, we've always heard that there's certain songs that were turned into rock ballads, like, say, Paradise by the Dashboard Lights and things like that, where you're focusing on the artist's gift, singing and all that. Well, you know, Phil Bailey could make just a succinct an argument with Reasons. Everybody knows it. And
yeah.
All those times I went to the Felt Forum to see the Elements perform, everyone was holding their breath, waiting until Reasons came, because they knew Reasons was going to come. And it was an 8-minute song. So in 8 minutes, you got a chance to catch your breath, get everything arranged for the next tune, and whatever else you need to do, or just simply take a blow. Because that's what some of the members used to do. Turn one cat loose, and that was that. So, this is
well, I'm a cool guy did the same thing with Summer Breeze. They did exactly the same thing with Summer Breeze. In the middle of the concert, Summer Breeze would come on and would get a rest.
Mm-hmm.
I did it.
Well, when you're playing at a pace like that, everybody has to catch their breath. And if you can do it musically, if you do it vocally, so much better. There's no rule. You know, it's just a different phase as the performance of the band continues. And, of course, when it turns out to be as great as it is, you just applaud or you enjoy it and sit back and say, yeah. And that was a big difference between just going to see a band and dancing and stuff like that. Mm. Every now and then you have to sit back and listen or just watch the musicians. And that's what brought these funk ballads about. Now, there's more of them coming. And as we carry on with this, we'll explain why they're funk ballads instead of just great slow tunes. But having said all that, you took things through the 60s. Tell me, Gene, what is it, not nostalgia-wise, but what is it that you find most captivating about the music of the 60s? Specifically wrote for us. I agree with that.
Barbara Mason song. talking about.
Yep. That's a good example, too.
Dave, I don't get that kind of vibe today.
No, that's true. But see, that's because that's from the heart. Now, I talked about Yes, I'm Ready before, when she says, I don't even know how. And it's like, you believe her. You know, she's a kid. And she's like, I don't know what's up, but I'm ready for it, you know. And she captures all the stuff that comes with, you know, making love with somebody for the first time. That's a big deal. So, yes.
I mean, but even the four times, the temptations, the miracles, the supremes, the pimps,
Motown put in a pop vein with all this mid-tempo music and maybe didn't catch that right away unless you were young yourself and was enjoying that. You know, but we understand that. Now, what you got planned for us for future shows?
All right, tomorrow is the second part of Mom, Jimmy the Mom is part two.
I say.
And I, Sunday might be a little interesting. I'm trying to get all the lady name. I have to restock all my library. So if I get it done, it's gonna be lady names. On Sunday and Monday next week.
Continuing the tradition of all songs with ladies' names from A to Z. That should be fun. Mm-hmm. Well, I understand. I've had system issues myself as we try to carry on with this. We do what we can to make sure this thing works.
All you do is the best you can to keep on going.
This is true. So, we're coming into March on Tuesday. We're finally getting rid of winter and those fucking groundhogs. But what's most important is relieve the pain of winter. Excuse me, the pain of winter for the promise of spring. And it's been a rough one on me. And I've experienced some things I've never had to experience before. But one thing we can say for sure, especially when it comes to love, you're definitely loved when somebody genuinely gives a fuck about you. And I can say that, but pressing that, you almost have to lose your life before somebody spoke the fuck up.
Yes,
but that's okay.
Yes.
Quarantine. Anyway.
Yes.
Any last words before I go back to work?
Well, the world is watching. The world is watching, and we're at a critical time, Michael. We're at a very critical time. Americans better take note of all your politicians and what they're saying, how they're saying it.
Yep.
The reason why I say it is because there are five individuals that need to be outed on both sides of this party.
I agree.
Five people have done nothing for the American people. They need to be fired today. All five of them.
You know that's not that hard.
Because we need a unified front now. We can't be playing around with political eggy-baggy. Can't do it anymore, right?
Yeah.
It's getting serious. It's getting very serious now. So you five people
Well, having said that, we're going to go back and repair what we need to repair. Carry on with the funk. Tuesday, we'll reload, and there will be another adventure in funk from A to Z. But for now, we'll backtrack and make sure we got everything correct. Everybody who's traveling, you got to do what you got to do. But please, I want you to go from A to B and back to A-OK. Go safe, stay safe, be safe. We'll see you Tuesday, 8 o'clock. Another version of Funk from A to Z. And meanwhile, let us wake up the spirit of spring. And everybody knows there's good stuff to come. Ciao.
personal stash.
If you will suck my soul,
I will lick your funky emotions.
Hey, baby, hey.
Like that.
tried to escape this music. I said it was for the old country folk. I went to New York, got slick, got my hair laid. I was cool. I was cool. But I had no groove.
No groove.
I had no groove.
But here it comes.
But now, fly on, baby. Fly on, baby. You got it. Yeah.
like apple pie. Good while it lasts.
So when it's gone, you wanna cry.
I don't wanna love like sunny days.
Oh, from the clouds.
And the lieutenant was having a few words when the great Titanic hit that mighty iceberg. Shine was in the boiler room eating some peas, and the water come damn near up his knees. By the time Shine took a bite of bread, that water come damn near up to his head. So Shine run up on the deck. The captain, there's water damn near up to my neck. Captain said, go back and pack this back. But I'm sure that's enough to keep that water back. Shine looked at the captain and said, Captain, you standing here study bullshitting and drinking. Can't you see that this big bad motherfucker is slowly sinking? Captain said, Shine, I told you to fear no doubt. Boy, I take one of these 2x4s and wear your black ass out. Shine said, Cap, said the shit you talking might have once been true. But this is one time I don't think so motherfucking talk will do. And furthermore, Cap, I'd rather be in that ocean going round and round than to be on this big bad motherfucking I can see it slowly sinking down. And one more thing, Cap. I'll be in New York unpacking my trunk when the news reached the world that this raggedy motherfucker done stuck. Shine jumped in the ocean with his black ass doing a backfield in motion. By that time, all these rich motherfuckers had come out on the top. One bitch hollered, Shine, stop! I'm Hannah, the Southern Belle and the toast of the Belle. Shine, all this good pussy to you I'll give if you just make it possible for me to live. Shine said, bitch, I like your shape and I like your plan, but you should have been talking that good shit about offering me that good hot top when we was on dry land. Here come another bitch. Hollin', Shine, Shine, said, help me to save my life. Said, you know I'm the captain's wife. Said, Shine, said, I've been through the cotton field. He said, I waded through the mud. He said, Shine, I must confess, I'm a true soul sister. And you know that we are the same blood. shines that bit. That you can talk so sweet and you can beg so fine. But you shouldn't have brought your high yellow ass across that motherfucking color line. Since you know that I'm the one that you call the boiler room flunky. So keep your imitation white ass on this motherfucking ship and down with that hunk. Here come the captain. Oh, Sean. Oh, Mr. Sean. Says I'll see that you treat it like a man. If you'll just take me back to dry land. Sean said, Captain, you got a hell of a nerve when you deliberately run this big motherfucker into that iceberg. I can save your life. This is what Sean told the captain. Said, you know it's true. Said, but Cap, here's what I want you to do. Said, I want you to go down to the boiler room and wipe your face in the sun. Then get some of them red hot coals and stick them up your butt. Jump in the ocean on that same 2x4. And I may try to pull your motherfucking ass to shore. Here come the captain's mother. Please save poor me. To my mason on the hill, I'll give you the key. Shine that bitch, you old molded ancient mildewed ass rheumatism totem decrepit motherfucker. You should have had your ass out here on the sea. So get your ass in gear and try to swim like me. Shine turned over and did a backhand stroke. Water shot from his ass like a motorboat. Shine swam by a shark and butted him in the side. He said, move over, big boy. We going for a ride. The shark said, look, Shine, can't you see? As of now, your black ass belong to me. Sean said, you may be king of the ocean. You may drink the sea. But you got to be a swimming motherfucker to outswim me. Sean said, look, son, your eyes may shine and your teeth may grit. Said, but if you had any plans of eating me for supper, you better cancel that shit. The shark told Sean that you stroking good and you stroking fast. But if you miss one stroke, I'm going to bite you dead in a crack of your black ass. When the news was broadcasted that the great Titanic had hit this big iceberg, Shine was in Chicago on Cottage Grove in 63rd. Down on his knees, man, a nickel I shoot and a dime I hope to pay. I left 10,000 motherfuckers swinging on their ass. Everybody wondered why I didn't drown.
Why you didn't drown?
But I had a cart stuck up in my ass. So when I die, y'all can bury me deep. Put some stars of molasses at my
chest.
And put two fat biscuits in my hand so I can stop my way. Oh, shit. Way down in the jungle deep, the badass lion stepped on the signifying monkey. The monkey said, motherfucker, can't you see why you standing on my goddamn feet?
Right on.
The lion said, I ain't heard a word you said. Said, if you say three more, I'll be stepping on your motherfucking head. Now the monkey lived in the jungle in an old oak tree. Pulled shit in the lion every day in the week. Every day before the sun go down, the lion would kick his ass all through the jungle town. But the monkey got wise and started using his wit. Said, I'm going to put a stop to this old ass-kicking shit. So he ran up on the lion the very next day. Said, oh, Mr. Lion, there's a big bad motherfucker coming your way. And when you meet, it's going to be a goddamn sin. And wherever you meet, some ass is bound to be. that he's somebody that you don't know, cause he just broke a loose from Ringling Brothers show. Said, lady, he talked about your people in a hell of a way. He talked about your people till my hair turned gray. He said, your daddy's a freak and your mama's a whore. Said he spotted you running through the jungle selling asshole from door to door. Said your sister did the damn trick. She got down so low and sucked the earthworm stick. He said he spotted your knees behind the tree screwing a motherfucking tree. He said he saw your aunt sitting on the fence giving a goddamn zebra wrench. Then he talked about your mommy and your sister Lou. Then he started talking about how good your grandma's fruit. Said your sister's a prostitute and your brother's a punk. And said, I'll be damned if you don't eat all the pussy you see every time you get drunk. He said he cornholed your uncle and fucked your auntie and your niece. And next time he see your grandma, he gon' get him another good piece. He said your brother died with the whooping cough and your uncle died with the measles. And said your old grandpa died with a rag chunked up in his ass. Said he's going on home to Jesus. And you know your little sister that you love so dear? Said I fucked all day for a bottle of beer. So Mr. Lion, you know that ain't right. So whenever you meet the elephant, be ready to fight. So the lion jumped up in a hell of a rage, like a young cocksucker full of gauge. He let out a roar, tail shot back like a 44. He went through the jungle, knocking down trees, kicking giraffes to the knees. Then he ran up on the elephant, talking to the swine. Said, all right, your big bad motherfucker is gonna be your ass or mine. The elephant looked at him out the corner of his eyes. Said, all right, go ahead on, little funny bunny motherfucker, and pick on somebody your own size. The lion jumped up and made a fancy pass. The elephant sidestepped him and kicked him dead in his ass. He busted up his jaw, fucked up his face, broke all four legs, smashed his ass out of place. He picked him up, climbed him to the tree. Nothing but lion shit as far as you could see. He pulled out his nut, rolled him in the sand, and kicked his ass like a nacho man. And fought all that night and all the next day. Somehow the lion managed to get away. But he drug his ass back to the jungle more dead than alive, just to run into that little monkey with some more of his signifying job. The monkey looked at him and said, God damn, old partner. Said, you don't look so swell. Said, look like to me you caught a whole lot of hell. Said, your eyes is all red and your asshole is blue. Said, I knew in the beginning it wasn't shit for you. There's one thing you and me gotta get straight, cause you one ugly cocksucker I so do hate. Now, when you left the jungle run, now you bring your dog ass back here damn near home. Look, motherfucker, ain't you a bitch? Your face look like you got the 7-year itch. I told my wife before you left, I should have kicked your ass my motherfucking self. Well, I seen it when he threw you into that tree, cause some of that old lion shit got on me. Well, every night when me and my wife is trying to get a little bit, here you come round here with some of that old owl shit. Shut up! Don't you roar, cause I'll bail out of this tree and whoop your dog ass some more. And don't look up here with your sucker paw case, cause I'll tip through the bark of this tree in your motherfucking face. The monkey got happy, started to jump up and down. His feet missed a limb and his ass hit the ground. Like a streak of lightning and a ball of white heat, that lion was on his ass with all 4 feet. Dust rose and tears came in the little monkey's eyes. The little monkey said, look, Mr. Lion, I apologize. Said, if you let me get my nuts out the sand, well, I'll bite your ass like a natural man. Look, motherfucker, ain't you a bitch? You ain't raising no hell, cause everybody saw you jump on me after I slipped and fell. Said, if you fight like men should, I'd whoop your ass all over these woods. This made the lion mad. It was the boldest challenge he ever had. He squared off for the fight, but that little monkey jumped damn near out of sight. Landed way up in a banana tree and began to grin. Saying, look here, you big bad motherfucker, you've been bullshitted again. Said, well, I'll take me one of these bananas and whoop on your ass till it sang the Star Spangled Banner. and said, if you ever mess with me again, I'm going to see you back to my elephant friend. Said, the things I told you will never part, but what I'm going to tell you now is going to break your motherfucking heart. Said, your mommy ain't no good and your sister's been a whore. Said, I had that bitch on the corner for a year or more. But the lion looked up with a hell of a frown, roared so loud that little monkey fell back to the ground. The little monkey looked up and said, please, Mr. Lion, please don't take my life, cause I got 13 kids and a very sickly wife. Said, all my money to you I'll give, Mr. Lion, please just let me live. But the lion kicked him in his ass and broke his neck, left that little monkey in a hell of a wreck. The monkey looked up to the sky with tears in his eyes. Nothing he could see or nothing he could hear. He knew that that was the end of his bullshitting and signifying career. Signifying career. Signifying career. Signifying career. Signifying career. Signifying career.
Take a car,
cause I'll do a
ring on the moon.
Yes, I'm Petey Wheat, the devil's son-in-law, the high sheriff of hell. I fucked Notorious Fanny and a bulldagging Manny and made a whore out of Louisville. I got a string of whorehouses from coast to coast and protection for them like an invisible ghost. I got four opera houses, three restaurants, two bars, and one grill. Just to serenade the bitches that I'm gonna fucking drive through the meeting. It was in the early 1960s when I first originated my pimping game. I was calling whores dive-ass bitches and pimps fucker-ass lame. I got magic powers. I put a hell of a trick. I sandpapered an elephant's ass down to fit my shit. Now I was riding down the street one bright sunny day, and I saw a bitch standing over on the corner looking like a lump of sugar about to be melted away. I said, baby, who are you waiting for? Can it be me? She said, I'm waiting for my man, Slim, and don't you fuck with me. Said, I've been out here on these streets all the motherfucking night, and I haven't got Slim's money right. I said, bitch, you can never be a star. I'm the pimp of the nation. I'm Petey Wheatstraw. He said, you ain't nothing but a dive-ass bitch and your man is a lame. I'm the only pimping motherfucker and bitch I'll show you how to play the game. She said, why you half-bad motherfucker? I'm too contrary. I fucked a thousand women's husbands and I ain't never been married. And Petey Wheatstraw, you a damn fool. Why don't you challenge me to a fucking dude? And just to show us there's four corners on this motherfucking block, I'm gonna smother your ass with this good hot cock. All the pimps, the cocksuckers, and the bulldaggers gathered around. They wanted to see that badass two come carry lay Petey Wheatstraw's ass down. The old Annabelle let out a hearty fart. That was the signal for the fucking bout to start. Petey Wheatstraw pulled out a long bedroom dick from his poked out head and fell right into Tucum Carey's ass. Tucum Carey began to moan, began to groan, began to squeal, even fucked all the grass from off the side of the hill. They fucked in the garden, in the alley, clean to the backyard. Petey Wheatstraw fucked for 3 days and his dick was still hard. They fucked in the parlor, in the porch, clean up on top of the roof. Petey Wheatstraw said, you'll be a well-fucked bitch when I turn you loose. Tucum Carey said, Petey Wheatstraw, you done fucked me all over this block. Said, why don't you come on and eat some of this good cock? Petey Wheatstraw said, bitch, you ain't nothing but a drag. Said, don't pussy so fuck it'll make a maggot gag. Petey Wheatstraw said, bitch, before I suck your pussy for you, here's some of the things you gon' have to do. Said, I want you to dump off the Empire State Building in a paper sack. Look up a camel's ass and scare the hump out of this sack. Then jump off the Eiffel Tower and land on your motherfucking head. Get up and do the mashed potato and prove to me that you ain't dead. Catch the sail of an Astrojet and get off at cloud nine. Drink a bottle of milk of magnesia and some red port wine. Then parachute off the clouds real fast. Land on the White House yard and sit on the grass. Take the president's necktie and wipe your motherfucking ass. I want you to get the Queen of England golden slippers, not the shoes. Tune up your ass in B-flat, make it sing the St. Louis Blues. Cause I'll own and I'll clown and I'll spit in a bitch's face. Right in the crack of your ass, my foot will find its place. And when you die and go to hell, you can tell my father-in-law that you were signed, sealed, and delivered by Petey Wheatstraw. Shit done hit the fan. Said, you're in a world of trouble cause here come my man. He said, I'm Slim. I'm from a creek that they call back. I took my bare hands and ducked the horns off of a whole goddamn herd of cattle. Said, I'll fuck you up without a call. I'll even make your pappy drop his jaw. Said, I got a graveyard disposition and a tombstone mouth. I'm further than any motherfucker, cause I don't mind
nothing.
I'm 46 inches across my chest. I don't fear nothing but the good Lord and death. Petey Winslow said, why, you long, lanky motherfucker. You ain't nothing but a sucker. I was born in a barrel of butcher knife. I've been shot in my ass with two Colt 45. I've been slapped by a bear and bit by an eagle. I threw a railroad out and shit out. I've jumped in the ocean and swallowed a whale. Handcuffed lightning and throwed thunder's ass in there. I walked through the graveyard like a bolt of thunder. Paid the tombstone jump and put the dead on the one. When I want to fuck, I go in the lion's den. Fuck all the helons and drive the sea lions to grief. I put fear in a gorilla and took the sting from a beast. You got to be an ignorant motherfucker to fuck with me. Here comes man. He said, well, Petey Winslow, you got me in your motherfucking face. Dead in the can of sign around ten pussy for free. But now your bad pimping ass is going to jail. The police picked up Petey Winslow, let him kiss his wife, put him in San Quentin for natural life. The day he went to court to get his time, he kicked the judge in the ass and blew the DA's mouth. Petey Winslow said, I want all of you low-life and ignorant and suffering, molded, mildewed motherfuckers to listen to what I have to say. Pussy brought me here. Now you see it sending me away. But if I live and time come to pay,
right on.
I'll be forever keeping my foot in a bitch's ass. I'm Petey Winslow, the devil's son-in-law, the high sheriff of hell, the high sheriff of hell.
You may be Petey Winslow, but get your black ass in this big box this day.
Got to be
comedian. For the now generation, Mr. Rudy Ray Moore.
And I ain't lying either.
Some folks say that Willie Green was the baddest motherfucker the world ever seen. But I want you to light you up a joint, take a real good shit, screw your wig on tight. And let me tell you about the little bad motherfucker called Dolomite. Now Dolomite was from San Antonio. A rambling, scambling, gambling little young motherfucker from the day he was born.
Right on.
Well, the day he was slapped from his nanny's ass.
Okay.
He slapped his pappy's face and said, from now on, cocksucker, I'm running this place. At the age of one, he was drinking whiskey and gin. At the age of two, he was eating the bottles that came in. Now, Dolomite had an uncle called Sudden Death. Killed a dozen bad men from the smell of his breath. When his uncle heard how Dolomite was treating his own morning call, he said, let me go and catch this little bad rascal before he go too far. Now one cold, dark December night, his uncle broke in on Dolomite. Now Dolomite wasn't no more than three or four when his uncle come breaking through the door. His uncle Dolomite said, I want you to straighten up and treat your brother right. Because if you keep on with your dirty mistreating, I'm going to whoop your ass until your heart stops beating. Dolomite sitting in the middle of the floor plate. He said, I see your lips quivering up, but I don't hear a cock sucking word you say. This made his uncle mad. He let off with a right and a lightning flash. But Dolomite threw his leg off. He was that damn fast. Now all the men of Sodom and Gomorrah gathered around that night to see if they could do something about the little bad rascal called Dolomite. It took 100 of the baddest, the boldest, the ugliest men in town. Finally rolled Dolomite's ass down. Put him in jail to help him without bail. If you think his mammy was happy, you should have seen his pappy. Now it's been 8 long years since Dolomite's been dead. The average motherfucker would have long, long been dead. Now the warden called Dolomite, said, Dolomite, I'm going to tell you what we going to do. We're going to give you a dollar and a half and a damn good meal. If you promise to leave us alone and get your bad ass out of San Antonio. Dolomite took the dollar and a half and the damn good meal and said, I'm going to tell you old, jive, old and ancient, decrepit motherfuckers how I feel. The dog that sunk my dick, left an ass down to the motherfucking bone, because I ain't never coming back to San Antonio. Now Dolomite wasn't no more than 13 when they let him out of the gate. He said, I thank the poor cross sea and try my face. He got a job in Africa, kicking lines in the air to stay in shape. He got run out of South America for fucking steer. He fucked a she-elephant, so she broke down his teeth. Now Dolomite worked 5 years and a day. Got his pay. Well, I believe I'll go back to that giant-ass USA, where the news of a heavyweight fight was being broadcasted that night. And a special bulletin said, look out, storms, atomic bombs, and Dolomite. The first thing Dolomite encountered was two big rocky mountains. He said, now, what y'all gonna do? They said, we gonna park Mr. Dolomite and let your bad ass through. Now Dolomite went on down to Kansas City, kicking asses until both shoes were shitty. Hoboed in the shot,
run into but that bad ass shotgun. He said, move over and let me pass before they have to pull these triple A's out your motherfucking ass. Went on down to 42nd Street. Not for no shit, but some place he could sleep and eat. Run into that shy neighbor. Of all the hoes she was about, she'd suck you, fuck you, and jack you off. She said, come on down to my pad, girl, tonight. That we gon' fucking fight till broad daylight. Girl, tonight, said, bitch, I had a job in Africa. Kicking lines in the ass to stay in shape. Said I got run out of South America for fucking fear. Said I fucked the she-elephant till she broke down in tears. Mabel said I don't care where you going and where you been. Said I'm laying to wrap this good hot juicy pussy all around your bad ass head. Don't like that bitch. It's best you not fuck with me. Then I better run you down some of my pedigree. Then I swim across muddy rivers and ain't never got wet. Mountains this fellow in ain't dead yet. I fucked an elephant and dad of the butter. I can look on the full land and tell you the price of butter. I fucked another elephant down to a coon. Even from the same damn cow that jumped over the motherfucking moon. But I rode across the ocean on the head of my dick. And ate 9 tons of cat shit. They ain't never got sick. And you talk about cracking your good hot pussy all around my bad ass chin. Bitch, you ought to be blowing up my ass trying to be my motherfucking friend. Oh, baby boy. The fucking started. She made up pussy to the mojo, the popcorn, the turkey, and the grind. Left Dolomite's ass 9 strokes behind. She threw pussy up Dolomite's back, come out of his ear, down his side, run out of his pocket. Damn near pulled his asshole out of socket. But Dolomite suddenly made a mojo turn. Had the crabs around that bitch's asshole, hollering, burn, baby, burn. But the next morning they found Mabel dead, with her claws wrapped around her nappy ass head. And the crabs was madder than a motherfucker to see Dolomite beat them out of their goddamn stomach. But Dolomite kept on kicking asses, fucking up in the fall. Till finally his roll was called. They had his funeral. Carried him down to the graveyard. Dolomite was dead, but his dick was still hard. The preacher said ashes to ashes and dust to dust. Said I'm glad this little bad motherfucker called Dolomite is no longer here with us.
just having fun. Ain't no thing. Looking really forward to spring. While we're here at the tree, have a great week. Go safe, stay safe, be safe. Ciao for now.